the White House announced roughly $2 billion in cuts to the SAMHSA, or Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The government said the money no longer aligned with President Trump's public health agenda. Then, about 24 hours later, and without explanation, the grants were restored. The Ho-Chunk Nation is one of about 2,000 organizations that would have lost funding. Ho-Chunk President John Greender says last week's cuts, had they held, would have been on top of other reductions announced a year ago that were only partly restored.
Those never came back online completely, especially those who work close with the program.
Greender says the Indian Health Service has also lost staff nationwide. He says the uncertainty not only harms indigenous communities, which he calls America's most vulnerable populations.
It is dealing with the most vulnerable populations within a vulnerable population. We are working on mental health issues. We are working with addiction, domestic abuse, and all the, you know, social determinants of health.
Greender says overall the Ho-Chunk Nation is providing a good level of services, but only after greater partnering with the state of Wisconsin and some nearby counties. The question for some organizations is whether the Trump administration will try again sometime to make major cuts in federal dollars. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Quernbach.